Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I sure wish we were past this point, but a huge ruling today at the Supreme Court, and my next guest from the Alliance Defending Freedom telling me that they had a stake in this case, as I think do all good Americans. Welcome to the Defense of Freedom Month. Kevin McCullough continuing to make the case that we want you to be involved, and we want you to stand with our partners at Alliance Defending Freedom, because as my intro said right there, they are going into the courtrooms, and they are fighting for people to make sure that the First Amendment is protected, that your right to religious expression is protected, and that the Constitution is upheld when these municipalities and states and special interest liberal groups try to shut people down in those arenas. And we're asking you to stand with them. 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. You can also make a donation by going to am970theanswer.com. But they take every case they take pro bono. And that is how so many of these folks that would never be able to afford this kind of representation are able to see these rights protected. Matt Sharp is a counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. And in fact, he directs the Center for Legislative Advocacy, and he is a very busy guy. Matt, it has to be good news to see the Supreme Court come down 7-2 today in favor of the cross.
Absolutely. We were really happy to see that. We had filed an amicus brief on behalf of several veterans organizations representing thousands of individuals, the very individuals who are often honored by memorials like this. And so we were happy to see that these individuals who had given everything to serve their country, that these memorials recognizing their sacrifice were going to be upheld. And for the court to reject this idea that because someone is offended by these, that that's the basis to take down this cross.
This cross stood since what, World War One?
Yeah, that's right.
And the argument that the other side was making was what? Why were they saying it should be torn down? Because it caused people PTSD to see a religious symbol in public or something?
Yeah, it's this whole idea that because for the cross does have some, you know, religious significance for some people of faith, that they say, well, the only proper understanding of that cross must be to promote Christianity and to elevate it above other religions. But we know that that's nonsense. There are crosses like this across the country, across the world, that are all specifically there to recognize the sacrifices of brave men and women,
right,
who have given everything that they have to serve our country. And so this whole idea that simply because a cross or other religious symbol can take on an additional meaning to represent the service of our fallen soldiers is complete nonsense. And so we were happy to see the court reject that terrible idea.
Matt Sharp is senior counsel and the director of the Center for Legislative Advocacy at Alliance Defending Freedom. And Matt, we're asking people to proactively step into a partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. We're asking for 50 people to give a one-time gift of $100. But what do those gifts help do when they give them to ADF?
Yeah, they go for a variety of things, from helping us draft this brief on behalf of these veterans to helping defend religious liberty, sanctity of life, and a variety of other circumstances. One going on not too far from you guys is a group of girls who have filed a complaint with the U.S. government because they have been denied equal opportunities when it comes to sports and athletics, specifically being forced to compete against boys in athletics and denied the opportunity to excel using their God-given talents.
Yeah, we just touched on that case a little bit yesterday. It's so bizarre, Matt, to think that, you know, and I've got a young daughter. I don't want her competing with or against boys down the road. I don't want them in her locker room. I don't want them hitting her on the soccer field. I don't want any of that stuff going on. But it takes a group like Alliance Defending Freedom really clarifying it, almost at times, the definitions of words to get the courts to rule the right way, does it not?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, a lot of this insanity that's going on with female athletes in sports is because of this effort to redefine what the term sex means. Rather than it being there's males and there's females, it now means whatever you want it to mean. And as a result, you end up with Selena, our client that we're representing in this, being denied a spot in the regional championships because a guy took her spot.
Yeah.
It means that the 10 state records that had been set by 10 different girls were now held by a single guy that had just in the past year had come to steal all of those records away from girls. All of that results from this insanity of redefining sex.
Yeah, it took 20 years for those original 10 records to be established, and this very mediocre male track athlete who did not do well in the male division did not change his biology or his anatomy and competed in the female division, said, "I identify as a woman," and shattered all those records. I can't imagine the heartbreak. But friends, this, you're listening, this is why we need Matt in the courtroom fighting for a little young woman like Celine. And that's what they're doing. So become a partner with ADF today. It is very simple to do. Just call 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the ADF banner as we defend freedom all month long. Matt Sharp, thank you for the good work. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, it's a Wellness Thursday with Dr. Douglas Howard. Don't go away.